I get to Vach. I want to start with Mava Malka so we can move forward, even though we still have a lot of participants in Yechem arriving later on this evening. V'shista Shiva Shlita, V'chushav Rabunim, V'chol HaMashtatvim Kan. The Gemurim Bruches, Sof Masechtes Bruches, the Gemurim tells us, K'shenichnasi Rabbi Saini L'keirim B'Yavne, when the Zman started in the Yeshiva in Yavne and all the Talmidim came to the Tchilas HaZman, so the Gemurah, many of the Tanuim were there, and they all gave the opening drusha l'kuvah the psichas azman. Reb Yehida, Rosh HaMedabrim b'chol mukim, pusach b'chvoy da teire. Reb Yehida wanted to bring out aros to bring in the chshivas and the malas of the Talmidim as they came and land in teire, and that's the emes l'kuvah da teire. So Reb Yehida said the famous memre. We know in the midbar after the Chet Ha'Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu moved his oil mechitz l'machna. Took the pusik v'hoye kol mevakesh Hashem yaitz el oil. If someone wanted to find out from Moshe Rabbeinu pshatna pusik, a memre tzvashtein epis tzvisna psak halucha, or just to know the dvar Hashem, he had to pick himself up and go a little further than beforehand when Moshe lived close by. Now it was a bit of an effort. The furthest point someone had to travel from was Yidbai's mill. A few miles, and even if it was going for a few minutes back and forth on that day, the Pusik calls that person, he's earned the title of being a Mevakesh Hashem. By that action, by picking yourself up and leaving the confines of your house, then was an oil, your Mishpucha, and going out, for whatever amount of time or whatever distance it is, you get the distinguished title of being a Mevakesh Hashem. Took the Yehida, Talmid HaChomim, Talmidim, that go me ear li ear, memdina le medina. They travel much further and for a longer duration. Alachas kama v'kama, that they earned that honorary title of being a Mevakesh Hashem. And the Yehida is giving us over the first piece of advice for success in being Matzliach and being Koine Toire is, Medavzach Ofhaib and Afurin, have a Goyal Mukim Toire. There's a saying, 80% of success is showing up. Because most people have a problem taking that initiative to leave and to go somewhere and make something happen. It's Baruch Hashem here, we have B'li Ayin Hara, Tzibur Gudol, and from year to year it just keeps growing, Kain Yirbi, Lahagdol Toyde, Ladira, of people that have left the comforts of home, left the obligations, left the financial obligations, businesses that need them there, community obligations, Musal Nizan and the Kehillah, whatever it is, every person has non-stop obligations that they're busy with day in and day out. And just taking that initiative to leave it all behind and put everything on rest for 2 days to be Oisik B'Limud HaTorah is every Mishtatav automatically Zoicha to this title of being a Mevakesh Hashem. And therefore I have the honor on behalf of the Ma'arganim from Yeshiva, from the Shifti Yarchekala, to welcome everyone, Berichim Abu and B'Shaim Hashem. This is Takame Ir Li'ir. We've had many Mishtatvim from close by in the tri-state area, but we also have many Kehillahs that are coming from Medina to Medina. We have two Kehillahs from Chicago, Rabbi Scheinerman and Rabbi Cohn's Kehillahs. As well over here we have Rabbi Eichenstein, who has two Shifti Chaburas in his this Medrash that has joined us here tonight. We have Kehillahs Mishtatvim from Montreal, from all over the United States, and even from Canada. We have people coming from all over. This is Me'ir Li'ir, Memdina L'Medina, and some Moedika Cheshivas. On the note of Kuvud HaTorah, I want to share a beautiful word from the Chasam Sofer this week. We lined in the Parsha. Yaakov Avini gave us this timeless Brucha, was alle Yiddish Tatas Vinchen Zay Kinder, Yisimchu Elakim Kefraim Vechem Nasha, and the Pusik ends by Yusim as Ephraim of Naim Menashe. Zuktach Sam Seufer. We're familiar with the Shitvis, the partnership that creates the existence of Torah in Klal Yisrael, and that's basically Klal Yisrael, and that's the Shitvis of Yisoscha and Zvilin. Zvilin is the enabler who shares his financial success with Yisoscha. And Yisoscha shares the schis and the malas and the koyach ha-toyre with Zvilin. And azoi botzach toyre by Klal Yisrael. Nun kan toyre hapnish kan Klal Yisrael. And that same arrangement, Zuktach Sam Sofer, was the arrangement of Ephraim and Manasseh. Manasseh took on the responsibility that Yosef pledged to the Shvutim, Anoichi Echalkel Eschem Vestapchem, and Ephraim sat with Yaakov Avini to be Mamshech, the Mesoyah, to be a Kabbal Torah for Yaakov Avini. Chazal tell us about the Mal of Zvilin that he shares in the Torah of Yisoscha. Zunt Chazal, Nishno, he shares with the Torah of Yisoscha, that the Torah is Makdim the Zvilin to Yisoscha. Wherever you find, La'ilim Shilchan Koidin L'Menoida. In the Malaych HaMishkan, the Shilchan is mentioned first, before the Menoida. By Birchis Yaakov, in Parshas Vayechi, starts with Zvilin L'Choyf Yamim, afterwards Yisoscha Chamoy Gurem. By Birchis Moishim, Parshas Lois HaBruches, Smach Zvilin B'Sai Seichel, afterwards Yisucha Bo'eleichu. That we have for a zvilin that enables Torah to happen is mechayev us be makdim him. Sashayin ezach nazoi davzan mitzad hilchus derecheretz. Of a sof kol sof, failed us in the kuvud haTorah. Because the kuvud haTorah is supposed to be front and center, should be up front. And amadav takim ezach mechayev as zvilin comes first, sashgit ezach, abis a failed us in the kuvud shel Torah. So the Samsoi for Yaakov Avinia gegeben na brucha azoi. Azoi zal atat in zinu ma benchen de kinder. Yisimchu elekim. For this particular child, this one individual, you should be ke Ephraim vichem Nasha. All rolled into one, you should have the attributes of Ephraim and the attributes of Menashe. So zan da eigene Yisoscha zvil. So zan toirik dilu b'mukim eichad. Because I'll say toirik dilu b'mukim eichad, we put the Torah first. It's not something that happens so often. Zukasam Soifa. Zukasam Rabbeinu Hakodesh, Rabbeinu Ben Azariah, Rabbeinu Mecharsim. Zukasam Soifa. The Torah, the Pusik finishes by Yusam as Ephraim of Nai Menashe. When you have that bruchem as written in Skyim, this bruchem, the Mala is as we can liken the Ephraim far the Menashe, and the Kvoid Torah is b'mkoyma minuch. The Doyish of Zukasam Soifa was a Groysa Guin, the base of Ephraim. Ephraim Zalman Margulis was known also. He was also a Gvir Adi who opened and supported his own yeshiva. And we know the Haruch was the Chamsoifa, the Taka Gahat for the base of Ephraim, was Lahafli. Zuktas, the base of Ephraim, had different clothing when he was Oisik in business and when he was sitting and learning. So Ketosh Begudim, when he switched to one to the other, the Yisoschans Vilnam Zachos Gespielt with different Begudim Bechlal. It was two separate functions. We tracht as Lamaisa, the Garche Kala is geared towards people that the Mesh of the year have that role of being a Zvilin, Nehenemi Gia Kapam, mention of Adam's and Kavayitim with Toyra, and Oisik with Toyra, Lom the Toyra, but they have that role, a Heiliger role of being a Zvilin. If it comes the 2 days of the Achikala when we leave everything behind and you leave the business behind and Mizmaskim is a Mechayev to come for 2 days and to be Lon Ba'amkesh La'alucha to get the Sikis as I've said after that, we take on the additional role of Yisoscha for 2 days. And in the next 2 days, Vet Niskayim Ba'al Adam Ishtatvim, Vet Niskayim the Yisimchu Elakim Ke'efraim V'chem Nasha in one person. And Memaila is Vayusim as Ephraim Lufnaim Menasha does the Emes HaKuvad HaToyreh. Usually when a person has a dual identity issue, it sends him running for professional help. But this is 2 days that a person can be comfortable in knowing that he's a Zvilin and a Yisoscha as an Ephraim in a Menashe Tzazaman. And he can be very comfortable with both those roles. This is the Bruch of his Yankov Vinyatins gegeben. I'm going to Bechvoid HaToyreh. I want to turn for a moment and mention Bechvoid Achzanya. The Achzanya of the Shifti Yachekala. And I mention Shifti Yachekala because it's part and parcel out of the first Yachekala Gevaksin, the Shifti program, which is the Sunday program, the beautiful Limud HaTorah Midei Shavua B'Shavua, and it's in 50 cities, 50 chaburas in 17 different cities across the United States, over 50 chaburas. I remember when it started with 4 or 5. And B'li Ayin Hara keeps growing. And the Achzan Yeshel Torah is the Torah Alliance. This is Yeshiva B'Smedesh Gevoya. Then Medanulus from the Rusha Yeshiva Shlita, the center for Torah, for the ganze Welt, our boots are Torah that the Yeshivas give out over there. And this was an Anoisa Ba'ola Torah. They carry the burden of Lahagdal Torah Ladira in all different types of formats. So the Achekala is one of them. So we have a Gevaldig Akuras Atoiv and feel privileged to live in Lakewood and be a Chaylik of Yeshiva B'Smedesh Gevoyah. In addition to, I want to make a special mention for Baron Cutler, who has been and continues to be the driving force of the Yad HaKalah from its inception. It was his idea. He pushed it to make it happen, and he stands behind it with Alle Koiches. We have a gewaltig appreciation for that. In addition to, I want to mention two outstanding Yungalites who operate as a team, who don't want me to mention them, but it's impossible for me not to mention it. They've put in hours, weeks, and months of hard work to make the Yad HaKalah happen, to plan every little detail of it, how many rooms they never know till the last minute, but to get the Chushev Rabunim and to come speak, the Magid Hashirim, and put together the Choymer, the Kintraisim that go along with it. And we have a special Akudas HaToyif from Avram Coleman and for Zevi Shombrum. A Groisin Yashikoyev to them. It's not just the Yad HaKalah throughout the year. I caught Avram before he had a chance to run out. Usually he runs out when he knows I'm going to his name. I hopped him quickly. It's not just the Yad HaKalah. It's every week, the Shifty program, what they send out, all the information. It's a year-long hard work that they both of them put in. And I have to say, they were very successful in bombarding us with a relentless barrage of emails, posters, ads, vusselnazan, blinking flyers and different type of platforms that basically begging everyone to please register already for the Yad HaKalah event so we can figure out what we're doing. And when I registered personally, I was hoping that barrage would stop, but it didn't. Even after hitting the register button, it kept on coming. There'll be the after photos and everything else. But there's no question that they create an environment of anticipation and excitement where everyone looks forward to joining from year to year. And it's almost like I feel they've created the Yad HaKalah Kehillah. The participants identify with each other throughout the year. It's a Tzigavana Yad HaKalah Yeshiva from Mishtatvim, and the Taken enrollment grows. And it's probably from the last yeshivas around where you don't need a lot of protection and pull to get into a credit card and a register button and you're in. So we encourage everyone to continue to keep taking advantage of it. And lastly, I want to finish, like I mentioned earlier, Mein Kemach and Teure, Mein Teure and Kemach, and without the support, Botzach Nishkan Teure, and we have a lot of Akuras HaToyv for individuals and businesses, that Mekan Zugim Bezai, was the Pusik Zug Shlach Lach Mechu Apnai Amoyim, Ve'ein Mai Mele Teure. When people share the successes of their businesses, to be Mechazik Teure, Lomde Teure, and Pu'ulum Teure, Avdeim Fitos the Pusik, Kibiroiv Yumim Tim Tzueni, that Slucha keeps coming back. And first and foremost, I have the honor and the privilege of mentioning an organization which I am a proud member of, that since that was a Nachshon, when the first Yad HaKalah 5 years ago started, Rabbi Avi Feigenbaum, Ocean Healthcare, were for the first to jump in and to make sure it gets off the ground and grow into what it is today. In addition to that, we also have Madison Title with a Greisach HaBura that came along. We have the Rothenberg Law Firm. We have the Voice of Lakewood, which I overheard someone saying with Agav, that is very appropriate for the Voice to take a center role in the Yeshiva Yad HaKalah, since they already have a well-established and popular coffee room to go along with it. And I want to make an honorable mention for Björnison Reichenberg from MR Capital, who also was a big supporter for Chabura and Beis Elimelech that came to join us for the Yad HaKalah. So we want to thank all our sponsors. Agroisin Yashikoyach. The Ike is for all the Misayayim, for all the Mishtatvim, for all the Lomdim, all the Magid Hashirim. The Boinish Lim Zal Helfen, B'chol Asher Yifni, Yatzlichi, B'rochni, Yisa B'gashmiyis. B'yeruza Shetisha Shechina B'masi Yadayni. And B'schis HaToyre, B'shubizoyches Degila Keroi B'mahayri Umayim. Please continue to enjoy the Malava Malka and the Zmiris. In just a few moments, we're going to ask the Rashiva to be Pesayat Chila B'divei Brucha.